Good afternoon and good evening, my beloved brothers and family and friends. Thank you so much for joining in on this international prayer call. This is a very special call to have the people of God collectively petition the throne of God to heal our land and to rid us of this terrible pandemic, which has become known internationally as COVID-19. As we as fraternity have been intentional in making prayer a priority in our fraternity's life, we come together now as fraternity brothers and family members and friends to seek the face of God. My brothers, we are so delighted tonight to have with us, sharing in this time, our brothers and sisters from the other D9 organizations, our friends from other non-Greek organizations, spiritual leaders from other faith traditions, all coming together tonight, hosted by Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, to make this a very powerful night of prayer. Thank God for this valuable and wonderful vehicle for victory called prayer. God gives us the authority to call on him, and he answers our prayer. We praise God for each of you. My name is Walter T. Richardson, and I have the honorable privilege of serving as the 12th Grand Chaplain of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And tonight we're joined by many members of our Supreme Council, and many of our Grand Officers are likewise on the phone. Heard the voice of Brother Ricky Lewis, who was our first Vice Grand Apostolist, on the phone earlier. He joins us all the way from California, as well as many other brothers in our 12th District, which is our westernmost area for our fraternity. But we're joined tonight in a very special way to give us greetings by the 41st Grand Apostolist of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Brother Dr. David E. Marion. And we praise God for him, and it's at this time I turn the microphone over to him so that he might greet us in his own way. Let us all now rise in spirit to our chieftain, Dr. David Marion. God bless you, Dr. Marion. You have the phone, sir.
Thank you, Brother Chaplain. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you fine.
It is certainly a joy to be on this call, always a joy to be with my brothers. We thank God for our sisters that are on the call and our friends who are on the call who have supported us a mighty long way. And we just thank you for this opportunity to pray for this fraternity and pray for our country. I've been using this hand sanitizer. My hands have dried out, but I love to get on these calls because it feels like I'm sanitizing my spirit and I'm sanitizing Amen. My soul when I get on these calls and we pray for healing for our land. I want to announce to the brothers tonight that tomorrow I'll be announcing a Brother You On My Mind challenge, and I'll be asking every brother in the Omega Psi Phi fraternity to call four brothers every Wednesday. On the same day of this international prayer call, just to tell them that you love them, that you thought of them, that you've missed them, that you hope all is well with them, and you're not interested in talking fraternity business with them. You just want to talk about them and make certain that they are all right. And so we'll shoot that out tomorrow. We just want to give you a heads up on it, and we don't mind if you call four brothers tonight to start it off. To start that change, but it'll come out tomorrow. Brother, You On My Mind challenge. This is the time of our lives where friendship is truly essential to our souls, and so we need calls like this to remind us of that friendship. So with that, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. God bless you, and God bless us. Thank you so much, Brother Chaplain.
God bless you, Dr. Marion. Thank you so much for your brilliant comments and for the challenge that you've issued to all the members of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. God bless you. My brothers, now is the time that we draw nigh to the Lord, and we'll be led in prayer tonight by all of our district chaplains. Last week, we had each of our district chaplains on the phone, the first time in the history of our fraternity when all the district chaplains have been together on the same line at the same time praying and offering thanks and also offering up our petitions to the Lord. And we pray that all of them are on the line now so that we can continue this wonderful effort to pray together with our family, our friends, our associates from other organizations. And we thank God for what's going to happen. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to introduce each district chaplain, and they will pray for us. And then at the conclusion of this, we'll have a final prayer, which will be introduced by remarks. And then we'll have our final prayer, and then we'll go our separate ways and ask the, God will watch over us while we slumber and sleep. God bless you. God bless you tonight. So let's begin tonight with our first district, which is one of our northernmost districts in our fraternity. We'll be led tonight, District 1, by Brother Raymond Bailey, who's going to offer prayers tonight for those who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And we'll be praying also, he'll be praying also for the families that have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. God bless you. Let us now give ear to Chaplain Raymond Bailey. God bless you, Brother Bailey. You have the phone,
sir. God bless you, brother. God bless you, Reverend Dr. Marion. Thank you so much. Brothers, sisters, let's just bow our heads for a second, and let's just say hallelujah. Hallelujah! As we get together there tonight one more time, we praise the Lord that we can just gather ourselves one more time together. We're going to reach out, and we're going to say hallelujah for those who have been diagnosed with this horrible, horrible virus, because we know that only God can heal the soul. And right now, the country needs a healing of the soul. We need you to heal our hearts and minds and souls, Lord. We're lost right now. We're scared right now. We don't know what the next day is going to bring us. But we know that you're there to help us and comfort us. You're going to touch the doctors and nurses who are taking care of those who have been diagnosed. You're going to help them and strengthen their souls so that we can all just heal from this. We need a healing, Lord. You've asked us to humble ourselves. You've asked us in a mighty way to humble ourselves right now as a country, as a family, as individuals. You've asked us to bow down and get to know ourselves better. We're going to use this time where we're all shuttered in, and we're going to pray a little bit more. We thought we were praying enough before, Lord, but who knows? Maybe we weren't. But we're going to pray more now. We're going to ask for those forgiveness for the things we forgot about ourselves, that we forgot to look after our fellow man, that we forgot to look after the family member. We're going to look after everybody right now. And let's reach out to the families of those who have been affected by death from this virus, the families that have been changed forever, those in Omega Psi Phi that we already know of, those who are battling the illness, those on this call who have coworkers, who have family members, who have friends, who have any kind of loved one who have been infected and touched by this in so many ways. Please touch so many of us here on this call tonight. Those who are on the call and those who are not on this call, reach out your loving, wrapping arms, Lord, and show us your mercy tonight. Show us what you can do. The power of you is what we need right now, Lord. We need somebody to show us the way, to lead us, to touch everyone involved. Please touch the leaders of our state, the people who are making the decisions for us right now, and the leaders of the country. Please touch their hearts. We're asking you to please lead us. These families who are being touched and diagnosed by this, they've lost loved ones. We're lost. We're out in the wilderness, Lord, and we need your direction. We need you to lead us there. We're asking that you just look upon us one more time. As I asked you last week, Lord, we're not looking for a big, giant miracle. We're looking for 365 blessings. Every day we want the blessing of you, Lord. We're looking for you to just bless us on a daily basis. Touch our minds, hearts, and souls. Lift us. Lift us. Lift us as only you can. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Bailey. God bless you. Thank you so much. My brothers and sisters, we're now being led in prayer by our second district chaplain, Brother Reverend Dwayne Harrell. He represents our northernmost states, or just below our first district states, and he's going to come now and pray for us and lift up our local, state, and national government leaders, law enforcement, and first responders, and the likes. We pray that he will lead us in this time of prayer, and all of us will pray along with him. God bless you, Brother Reverend Dwayne Harrell. You have the microphone, sir. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, great head of the church, author and finisher of our faith, is us, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. For our local, state, national government leaders, presidents, senate, governors, mayors, and everyone that has accepted the mantle of leadership where they live, work, play, and pray. We ask that they be filled with the knowledge of your will, Lord. May they do what is pleasing to you, bear fruit in every good work, and grow to know you more and more. Lord, we pray that they will listen to advice and accept instruction to gain wisdom for the future. May there be love and respect in their homes. May each family member bear with one another and forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven them. Oh, Heavenly Father, may our leaders live in harmony with others, work without pride, and provide strong service to the humble. May they never be wise in their own eyes. Help them, Lord, to never be motivated by selfish ambition, but with authentic humility, put the needs of others before their own. We pray right now in your Son's precious name that the leaders will live worthy of the calling they have received. May they develop a love for those they serve in humility and gentleness and make every effort to live in unity. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we're also praying for the law enforcement and the first responders. Lord, God, thank you for the courageous men and women who thought it not robbery and have chosen such difficult and dangerous jobs. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're praying for police, fire, EMTs, and others. Thank you for their tenacity, their sacrifices and service. Thank you for their hard work in training and preparing. Help them to feel the respect and gratitude of their communities. Oh, Heavenly Father, your word says that anyone who lacks wisdom should ask you, and you will provide it. We ask for discernment on behalf of the law enforcement and the first responders who frequently face complex situations and must make snap decisions. Give them wisdom from you. Help them in their moment of need and make timely and wise decisions. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone under the sound of my voice said, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Harold. Thank you so much for that. Amen, amen. God is moving among us. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we're now going to be led in prayer by Brother Reverend Courtenay Lumumba Miller. He represents the 3rd District, which is covering our nation's capital and points south of that. And we ask that you would join him in prayer as he leads us, praying for the vulnerable, the elderly, and those that have pre-existing medical conditions that would render them the most vulnerable. We know that God's going to hear us tonight as we are led in prayer by Brother Reverend Courtenay Lumumba Miller. Brother Miller, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
We bless you, O God, in the power of your might. We bless you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We just bless your name, God, for your majestic work. We bless you, O God, for your holiness. Now we ask, O God, that you will forgive us of our sins and then renew right spirits within us. Strengthen us even now, O God, as we labor beyond for those who are vulnerable, those who are weak in body and who may be challenged in spirit. We pray, O God, that they might call out to your holy and righteous and strong hand, that they might find help even in the time of trouble, that you would strengthen them and continue to maintain their health. We pray, O God, that you would restore their health and heal their wounds. We pray, O God, and we ask that you would keep them in your perfect care. Those that might be shut in or even feel as if they have been shut out, we ask, O God, that you would incline your ear and hear their faintest cry. We pray, God, that where there is lack, that you would provide plenty. We pray, God, where there is doubt, that you would provide your divine presence. We pray, O God, that where there is pain, that you would provide the sweet dwelling of the Holy Spirit to have security in this time of uncertainty. O God, we pray now that you would look upon the mantles of those who are friends of those who are vulnerable, those who have preconditioned illnesses, that they would lift up and cast their light upon those who are living in dark places, that the bright light of their salvation and that their joy that is found in the Lord would shine even through social medium, if not physical touch, upon those who live in darkness. Now, O God, we pray that all of those who are in a vulnerable place, that they might have enjoy good health, even as their souls shall prosper in this time of separation. We love you, God, because we know that you are. We know that you will, and we know that you always have done exceeding and abundantly more than we could ever think or imagine. Bless, heal, and deliver even now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Miller. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, we praise you tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. My brothers and sisters, we're going to be led in prayer now by the chaplain of the 4th District representing the states of Ohio and West Virginia. We turn our attention now to Brother Theo Washington, Brother Reverend Theo Washington, who will pray for us tonight, our military personnel, the National Guard, and he will include in his prayers also the victims of domestic violence, people who don't have a necessary place to stay because of the impending danger in their domicile. We know that God's going to bless this time of prayer as we're led by Brother Theo Washington. God bless you, Brother Washington. You have the phone, sir.
Our Heavenly Father and our God, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for protection, and we thank you for your provisions. Lord, we thank you for this brotherhood. We thank you for our friendship and this fraternity. Lord, we thank you for the men and the women that serve in our armed forces, our military. We ask today, Lord, that you bless them. We ask that you keep them. We ask that you bless their families and their loved ones. We ask that you watch over them as they watch over us and as they protect this nation from enemies, foreign and domestic. Lord, we ask that you continue to give them the courage and the strength that they need. We ask that you continue to encourage them. We ask that you keep them motivated. We ask that you bless them as they man and pass out food to the needy at food banks, Lord, all over this nation. We ask that you bless the doctors that have been called back home stateside to assist in the treatment and help with this COVID-19 patients. Lord, we ask that for those that are believers, that you increase their faith. Lord, we ask that you increase their faith so that they will be examples and that others may see them and get to know you, Lord. Lord, we also ask that you remember those that are victims of domestic violence. Lord, we ask that you remember the children that have been affected. We ask that you give them the strength and the deliverance that they need. Lord, we ask that you bless everyone on this call. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Washington. God bless you. May God bless your family. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for leading us in that time of prayer. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we now turn to the 5th District. We'll be led in prayer tonight by the district chaplain of the 5th District. He's a man that was born a bishop. His name is actually Bishop. His mother and father named him Bishop, but he's Brother Reverend Dr. Bishop Carter. He's going to lead us in prayer and pray for all of our leaders across our country, government leaders and organizational leaders and just leaders in general, CEOs and presidents of corporations, all those that are in a strategic position to help make decisions that would get us beyond this COVID-19. God bless you. Let us now join in prayer with Brother Bishop Carter as he leads us. God bless you, Brother Carter. Brother Carter, you're on the line. Okay.
Good evening,
I'm going
Brother
to ask,
Grant.
Hey, you are, Brother Carter. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to pray tonight, to lead this prayer for our local, state, and national government leaders, the leaders in our Senate, the leaders in our government, the leaders who are mayors, the leaders who are leading our states through this catastrophe. We're praying for those who are corporate leaders. We're praying for those who make up the relevance of our economy through the stock market. We pray for any leadership that has an ability to give some support and a closer walk with thee. We understand that through this catastrophe and this challenge, it cannot be done by the hands of man. That only through the grace of God and the mercy of God can we be able to survive in times such as these. So sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down because of the selfishness of leaders, because of the selfishness of what they can personally gain from. But we know gain is truly only through the grace of God. And that grace that we are finding so sufficient and have through the times only can come through Jesus. So I pray, Father, that our leaders will look beyond their faults and see to the needs that can only be provided for in times such as these by the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to gather our hands in spite of our ignorance, in spite of our selfishness because of the sins of man. We pray because we know much prayer, much power. We know because there is power in the name of Jesus. We pray because we know that God has not brought us this far to leave us now. And so as I ask through this brotherhood of men who know about the God that sets high, that we will stand on our manhood, that we also use the principle of fellowship. We understand the principle of the Spirit of God, that we will continue to pray and lead us in such a way to be a resource in times like these, to call on the Lord, God will answer. We believe that God is still in the blessing business. I ask you, Father, in spite of Trump, let him look to Jesus. In spite of the governors, let them look to Jesus. In spite of the mayor, the Senate, in spite of the Democrats, Father, the Republicans, let them understand only through Jesus. We ask it all in Jesus' name at this time. Let us all say amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Bishop Carter. Brother Bishop Carter, thank you so much. My brothers, we turn now to the brothers and sisters, we turn now to the Sixth District. That's that area of a country where we have people that are from North Carolina and South Carolina. We'll be led in prayer tonight by Brother Ray Johnson, who leads that effort as our spiritual leader for the Sixth District. And he'll be praying tonight for those that are self-isolated, self-quarantined, and those who are hospitalized, particularly those that are ventilated and incubated. And we pray that God will use him as he blesses us with prayer. Let us now go to God in prayer with Brother Ray Johnson. God bless you, Brother Johnson. You have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Grant. Thank you, Brother Grant. Holy Father, we thank you. We bow down before you. We worship your name. We thank you that through it all, no matter what we may see, to the left, to the right, north, to the south, to the east, north, or to the west, through it all, you are the El Shaddai. You are Elohim. We thank you, Father, that you are our Jehovah Jireh, a provider. And we thank you also that no matter what we may see, you are our Jehovah Nissi, which means that you will fight our battles for us. Heavenly Father, we come to you trusting you, Lord, and trusting in your word. And we thank you that for those that may be lonely, those that may be self-isolated in a hospital without their care or loved ones around them, or those that may be incubated or isolated in some other way, Father, we thank you that they will remember. They shall remember, Lord, that are their shield. We thank you, Father, that your word says that you are a shield and the horn of our salvation. You, Lord, are a stronghold and refuge. Help them to not forget that, Lord. We thank you that you are going to place them under your wings, as in Psalm 91. And also in Psalm 33, it says, you are a shield, Lord. We thank you that you are the glory and you're the lifter of our heads. We shall not be isolated because we know that we are with you at all times. And if we have you, Father, there is no way that we can be alone.
Father, also, I just ask for a special hedge of protection around each loved one, each individual that may be paying attention and doing the right thing and being at home, isolated, not going out and intermixing with the crowds. We thank you, Father, that they are protected. And for all of us, our friends, our family, and our community, Lord, we thank you that there is a hedge of protection around us. As you were with Job with a hedge of protection, Father, so are you with all of us, for we are your own, bought with a price. We recognize that there are dangers and that evil lurks all about us. However, Father, Jesus spoke of the devil. He told the disciples to cast out demons as he's done. He also said that we've been given authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So the enemy has no power in our minds or in our bodies, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Because you said also that you will fight for us. So we thank you, Lord, that because of Jehovah Nissi and because of, as is written in Deuteronomy 1:30, you will indeed fight those battles. We are protected. We must stay in faith at all times. We are not in fear. And we thank you, Lord, that those that are self-isolated, incubated, that they are those that are in hospitals and that are isolated as well, they will not forget, Father. You will help them remember that you will give them perfect peace if we will keep our minds on you, not on what we see, not on what we maybe read, but we continue to trust in you, Lord. Your peace that passes all understanding is ours because we rejoice in you always. We are anxious for nothing. I think we think on the things that are true. We think on the things that are honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good repute, of excellence, and in anything worthy of praise. Lord, we thank you that we draw near to you in confidence, Lord, in times when others may be lonely or others may be finding solace in the chaos of the news. But we know that there's peace, Father, and we claim all your promises now by faith. We know, Lord, that you will only allow adversity in our lives just to strengthen us, to build us up. And we walk now in faith. Therefore, we accept any test that comes from you, Father, but we know that we will not be defeated by the enemy. We know that we will continue to stand strong. We will continue to be confident. We will continue, Lord, to lift the banner, your banner, and we'll go out and make disciples and save souls. Lord, we thank you now, and we bind the power of Satan, anything that he would try to do in our lives or in the minds of those that are in the hospitals, that are incubated or that are self-isolated or isolated, whatever it might be. Keep us, Lord. Keep us.
Yes,
we cast all those demonic thoughts now to the very deepest crevices of hell. We thank you for that hedge of protection. We thank you for that boldness that we have, Lord. And we declare now that all these things are done in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Christos, the Messiah. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ray. God bless you so much. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ray. Thank you so much. My brothers and sisters, thank you for hanging with us in this call. And as we continue to pray, we go now to the 7th District. Those are the states, the southernmost states of our country, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. And the spiritual leader for that group is our brother, Reverend Cyril Guerra. He's going to lead us now in prayer. 7th District Chaplain will lead us. A topic for prayer, our families and the home, those within those that are within our homes and those that are homeless, those who have no place to call home. He's going to lead us in that prayer as God leads him. Let us now go to God in prayer with brother, Reverend Cyril Guerra. God bless you, Brother Guerra. You have the phone, sir.
Heavenly Father, we come before you now. We ask that you would cover our families, Lord. We know that you created the family unit and the institution, and so we ask that you would bless spousal relationships and parental relationships and sibling relationships. be with traditional relationships and families as well as untraditional, Heavenly Father. We pray that where there may be conflict and chaos, that you would replace it with restoration and reconciliation. We also ask that you would be with those families that have children at home at this time, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would allow them to adjust to the fact that they have to play a more active role in the academic process, Lord. We ask that our children will continue to grow under these circumstances, Lord, and we pray that you would equip every parent to successfully educate with patience, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would strengthen our bonds during shelter in place. We ask that you would strengthen our families, Heavenly Father, because what we need right now are strong families, Lord, who will follow you. Lord, we pray that you would also be with those who do not have a place to shelter in place, Heavenly Father, the homeless population. We ask that you would be with them regardless of the circumstances as to why they're homeless, Lord, whether it be substance abuse or mental health, financial reasons or otherwise. We ask that you would provide for them right now, that you would take care of them right now. Lord, we're asking that you would be their immune system, Heavenly Father, right now. Meet them wherever they may be, whether they may be under a bridge, Heavenly Father, or in the bushes, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would speak to them, Lord, and that you would touch their hearts. But, Lord, we also ask that you would touch our hearts as well. Help us not to ignore them anymore, to watch over them, Lord, and act like they're not there, Heavenly Father. Help us and touch our hearts so that we would reach out to them and show them that there's still love in humanity. Show them that there's still goodness within humanity, Heavenly Father. Give them clarity so that they will recognize the need to come off of these streets, Heavenly Father. Take them out of their substance abuse stupor, Heavenly Father. Remove the mental health issues right now, Heavenly Father, so that they know that they can come in and come to you. Help them to be a testimony to others so that others can look at them and see what you can do. All these things, Heavenly Father, we ask in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Garrett. God bless you. Thank you for that prayer. And we praise God for you. Amen. Amen. My brothers, we quickly turn now to the 8th District. Brothers will recognize the name Larry King. He's the leader, spiritual leader for the 8th District. And he's going to pray for us tonight for those who are in the workplace who are working even now. While many are home, the laborers, the service workers, delivery drivers, postal employees, those that are still on the front lines doing their job. We thank God for Brother Larry King Live. He will lead us now. Brother Reverend Dr. Larry King, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Graham. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Let every people, tribe, and tongue proclaim its boundless worth. Out of the mouth of little ones, thou hast established praise, that thou may still thine enemies and swiftly end his days. And Father God, we pause right now to lift up the laborers, Lord, the service workers, Lord, the delivery drivers and postal employees, Lord. Sometimes we go throughout our day and not even think about these warriors, because things are going so smoothly in our lives, not even thinking about what goes on behind the scenes, the laborers that's working to keep your life going in a fashion that you are accustomed, the service workers, Lord, who are humble in spirit as they serve you, the delivery drivers who's driving the pavement across this country. We pray that the Lord have mercy upon them as they drive, have mercy upon their vehicles. The postal employees. Sometimes things just seems to happen, not realizing what's going on in the background. Lord, we know you are pleased with their efforts. Bless them. Even the postal motto that says neither snow nor rain, nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Now we can add to the snow and rain, we can add coronavirus. Because they still continue to work. They still continue to deliver information and communication and packages to us so that we can have some semblance of normalcy. Lord, we ask that you bless them and we ask that you protect them. Many of them are working because they need the paycheck. That's not selfish, Lord. They have bills to pay. Protect them, Lord, as they go out each and every day to make our world a better world. Beloved, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increaseth strength.
Oh, yeah.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall.
Utterly
but
fall.
They that wait on the Lord
amen.
Shall renew their strength. Yes. They
yes,
shall
Lord.
Mount up with wings as eagles. They
yes,
shall
Lord.
Run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Don't faint, my brother. The Lord is in our lives. May God richly bless you and keep you in his care. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. King. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. My brothers, we turn now to the 9th District, and our chaplain tonight is from Texas, and he's going to pray for us tonight and pray for those who are members of the medical and healthcare professions, and going to pray also for our faith leaders, the clergy, ministers, and others who give us spiritual leadership. Thank you so much, Pastor Derek Lott. God bless you as you lead us in this time of prayer.
Father in heaven, we simply say thank you.
Yes.
Before we ask you for anything, God, we just want to say thank you for everything. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for the common bond of people coming together, God, calling on your name. And Father, we just say thank you. Father,
thank
we lift
you,
up every mental health worker, those that are caring for others. Father, even they run low. And Father, we ask that you build them up, give them the strength, give them the guidance, give them the leadership to move, to go on in your name. And Father,
yes,
we call every preacher name, we call every evangelist, every missionary worker, we put them at your feet right now, Jesus, and we say
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. And Father, while we are on this journey, God, this teacher's journey, walk with us, oh God.
Walk
with us and talk with us and lead
yes,
us along the way, God. And Father, don't forget to just simply hold our hand. Father,
yes,
we even when we can't trace you, God, we still trust you. Father,
yes,
we ask that you just move in the life of every church that stands open in your name, even though, God, we have to go to extreme measures to get the word out, God. But you said that your word will go out and it will
yes,
not return void. Every preacher
hallelujah,
that calls on your name, every missionary worker, God, give them the strength. And Give them and fill them, God, when they done poured out everything that they have. Walk with them at night, God, when their phones are ringing off the hook because another member is in the hospital. Talk with them, God, when somebody have to call them and give them the bad news that their parishioners are sick and suffering and struggling, God. We get tired. And, Father, we ask that you build the man and woman of God up. We ask that you just build them up, God, as you see fit. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise. We worship your holy name. In Jesus the Christ's name we pray. I shout amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Lott. God bless you as you continue to do his will there in Texas and all through the 9th District. Thank you so much. My brothers, we turn now to the 10th District, and we go to the city of Chicago for our district chaplain there. He covers the 10th District and that area covering Detroit, where we have some issue there with this COVID-19, and God has placed him there. And he himself has been affected by this, and I think it's appropriate that he prays for us tonight. All those who have been displaced in their work, some laid off and some unemployed, he's going to lift those persons in prayer tonight. Let us now join him as he prays for us tonight, Brother Reverend Richard Keller. God bless you, Brother Keller. Brother Keller, are you on the line?
Oh, yes, sir. Here I am.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Father, just as Job lost his wealth, his family, and even his health, Lord, we now pray for those who are going through the trials of being displaced workers and being laid off and being unemployed. So, Father, we come right now with a heart full of thanksgiving first, recognizing that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And in everything, we give thanks to you, Father, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Lord, we ask now that you place your hand on the finances of those who have been displaced and unemployed. We ask, Lord, that you continue to allow them to prosper, even at this time. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We surrender their financial situation to you, Father, and just leave it at your feet. You hear and you answer the petition of your saints. For David wrote, he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So, Father, we stand on your promises, Lord, and we trust wholeheartedly in your ability to provide. Help those that might feel uncertain and doubt to this time, that they can look back and remember how you brought them this far by faith and all the benefits that you bestowed upon them, Lord. Now, Lord, help them to walk in the Holy Spirit as they wait for the season to shift. And don't worry while they wait. For you said, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to you, Father. And so we're presenting those requests to you tonight, Father. Keep a hedge of protection around those families, around their homes, and around their properties as you continue to bless them. Lord, as the old folks say, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. I don't know about tomorrow. We just live, Lord, from day to day. We don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn gray. We don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said, and I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but we know who holds tomorrow, Lord, and we know who holds our hand. So now, Lord, we hold fast to you, God, for that which is good. It's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Reverend Richard Keller. Thank you so much. May God continue to bless you, and may you continue to get better. Amen. God bless you. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we now turn to the 12th District, which is our westernmost district in the continental United States. Quite a few states are covered there, but Brother Michael Brown joins us from California, all the way from California. He's going to lead us in our prayer tonight as he lifts up those who are involved in the mental health professions, and not only the professionals, but those who they serve, the clients and patients. Thank you so much, Brother Brown, for being on the phone. You have the phone, sir.
Lord God in heaven, hallowed be your holy and divine name. You are El Roi, our God who lives and sees all, who has made all things by the word and your power. And you are our Lord of harmony and peace, having created us in your image since the beginning of time, just below the angels and above all other creation. And for this we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your unfailing love to love us in this way. And you have assured us of your infinite and continuing love. In your mysterious mercy, you have seen fit to give your only Son, Jesus Christ, unto death for our sins. And believing in him, we might be the adopted children and heirs of eternal life. And it's because of your love for us that I can remind you, Father God, of your promises. Your promise, O God, that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. And Heavenly Father, it's my deep desire that you hear this prayer. The disease virus that has besieged our land that you have given us has caused us much mental anguish and domestic abuse and domestic corruption among our families and in our households. Fear and doubt have replaced comfort and desire in the minds of many of your children, and we're troubled with turmoil in many things. Our mental health professionals are laboring to aid those who are struggling to cope with the psychological effects of stay-at-home orders and isolation and social distancing, Father God. And we were not created for the purpose of being alone, but to be fruitful and to multiply according to your word. As even you, merciful God, were not alone in the very beginning. As you spoke the words, let us create man in our image. So we know that you were not alone. And Father God, we cannot do this by ourselves. We need you every day and every hour in order to win this war. It's a war, Father, that was not caused by you. But Father, we understand that we humble ourselves when we are able to pray to you in this way. And to be able to reach up into the heavens, Father, that you would look down and rain your blessings down on us as the prayer that I lift up is a sweet fragrance to your nostrils, Father. Father God, from the words of your psalmist, when doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Help our mental health professionals, Father God, and the patients to hold tightly to your promises, to fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. And I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. You are El Shaddai, our almighty God, and I am deeply grateful that you're my God, who promised never to leave me or forsake me. And I trust your word that nothing shall be able to separate me from your love, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And the blood of Christ, Father, will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It's the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. And your peace, O God, which transcends all understanding, I pray will guard the hearts and minds of all of us on this prayer line, Father, in Christ Jesus. And it's in his name that we pray and give you all the praise and all the honor that we say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brown. God bless you all the way there in California and all the brothers in that area. Thank you for joining the call. I know that this is 3 hours difference in time for you all, but thank you for your sacrifice. Amen. God bless you. My brothers and sisters, we have exhausted our time in the continental United States being led by these district chaplains, but now we have another district, which is our international district, which covers our what we call our 13th district, all the cities and places around the world, as far east and west beyond the continental United States, and we praise God for their efforts. Last week we touched six different countries, and tonight we hope to do the same or even more. We're led in prayer now for the 13th district by our good brother, Bishop Delton Fernander, who resides in the Bahamas, and he joins us tonight, and he will lead us in our prayer East Grand Specific is a night for those who are involved in our educational systems, our professors, our administrators, and our students. And there are some who have been scheduled to graduate this year. Some may not graduate because of this virus. He will also include in his prayers those who are working in groceries and pharmacies and businesses that provide the necessities for us as we mingle and co-mingle every day. God bless you, Bishop Fernando. You have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Grand Chaplain. Let us pray. Father, our God, as we bow, we are cognizant of 2020 graduating class, that they are in limbo, that they are at a place where their future seemingly has been challenged by a virus we cannot see. It becomes personal for so many of us because, like so many, I have two that are graduating this year, and their transcripts, their future, their transition from one place to another seemingly is in limbo. But we serve a God that knows the way that we take. That even when things seem upside down and seemingly are not going the way that it's planned, God, you're still in charge. So each parent on the line, each child that is still engaged, each adult that is at a college or university, we know, God, that you knew this was going to be the case before there was a 2020. And you already worked it for our good, like your word declared. So we put every student in your hand that is due to graduate this year. We pray for the difficult decisions of administrator, for which I am one. The challenges of meeting budget, the challenges of students not being in classes, the challenges of no income to pay staff members, God, that you give administrators and leaders and presidents and those that are in the classroom wisdom on how to navigate through these difficult times. We didn't see this coming, but you did. We didn't know that we would be at this place, but you did, God. We're thankful for those that work in our grocery stores. We're thankful for the people that put themselves at risk just to serve us, just to restock, just to make sure that supplies are there for us, God. But we look unto the hills from whence coming at us.
Bishop, you still there? We may have lost connection with Bishop Fernander, and we know that God is with us. Bishop Fernander?
I apologize. I got knocked off the line.
That's okay. Please continue.
We look into the hills from whence coming our help, knowing that you are still in charge and you're still ordering the steps of all of us. And so as we gather around the world today, we serve an omnipresent, an all-powerful, and all-knowing God that is still ordering the steps of our brothers and sisters. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Fernander, and thank you for joining us all the way from across the water. And for all of our district chaplains who have joined us tonight, again, for the second week in a row, all of our district chaplains, representing all of our districts for our fraternity are on the line at the same time. What a wonderful step we're making towards making sure that God hears our prayers and honors our requests. Amen. Thank each one of our chaplains for leading us tonight. We thank our grand bosses for joining us tonight and giving us some inspiration and also a challenge for us to reach out to yet others and get them involved in our work as we have others on our mind. Thank you so much. Dr. Marion, and to Brother Ricky Lewis, and to all of our members of our Supreme Council, and to all of our brothers and sisters who have joined us tonight from various parts of the country and perhaps even the world who have joined us for this call. We're going to do it again next Wednesday, and we'll be rotating prayers and including other concerns, and we praise God for each of you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to pray. Utter a prayer in the morning, another prayer at noon, so that all of our hearts might be kept in tune. Allow me to pray a closing prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. God bless you so much for being with us tonight on this wonderful call. Gracious God, our Father, how thankful we are for times like these where we can pray, and we can look beyond the hills and know that our help does not come from the hills, but our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you tonight for what you have done, even tonight, to bring our hearts and minds together. And while we cannot touch hands and put our arms around each other, we know that you are allowing us to touch hearts and minds in a way that is even more meaningful. Thank you so much for the power of prayer. Thank you so much for what you're going to do to answer our prayers. Thank you for helping us adjust to the new normals of life. Thank you for helping us understand better times of inconvenience and times of discomfort, so that the heavier the load, the stronger we become. We thank you, God, for times like these. We ask now that you would hear our prayer and that you would honor us by giving us benefit of your blessings as we go forth. Yes, we've had to cancel some trips. We've had to change some plans. We've lost some money. We've lost some opportunities. But, God, you have brought us closer together. Thank you so much for how you bring us together. And, God, we know in the end that this is just another way of going through the process so that the final product will be even more glorious. Thank you so much. Dismiss us now from this prayer call, but never, ever from your promise, from your presence. Keep us until we can meet again. And we'll be careful always to give you honor, glory, and praise. It's in the precious and potent and powerful name of that dark-skinned Palestinian Jew, that Negro from Nazareth named Jesus. It's in that name that we pray. And all the brothers and sisters on the line, join me by saying amen. God bless you. God bless you.